Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the Sittata, Bismillah al-Aqaid, the reformation of our beliefs, which is extremely important. We are busy with regard to the beliefs, with regard to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the first belief regarding Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum is that one should possess love and entertain good thoughts regarding every one of them. To think or talk evil of them is open transgression of the law of the Quran Kareem. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever speaks ill of my Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, upon them is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels and all the people. If we come to know of any dispute that took place between them, then we should attribute it to some misunderstanding. We should not speak ill of them. Their differences were based on their piety, love for the truth, fear of Allah Ta'ala, and differences in ijtihad, that is deduction. Those who erred will receive one reward, while those who are correct will receive two rewards. No person has a right to criticize these errors. Example, to rebuke Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is prohibited, as he was a Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a scribe of the Quran Kareem, as well as a close family member of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, he was the brother-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sixth belief is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 11 wives. These wives are the noble mothers of the believers. They are more virtuous than all the believing women. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha wa anhuma wa anhunna ajma'in are the most elevated from among the noble wives. Any person who accuses any of the noble wives, especially Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, of adultery, will lose his iman, as her innocence and purity has been testified to in the Qur'an Kareem. The seventh belief: Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. All the children of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are worthy of honor and respect. Amongst Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's offspring, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha wa anhunna holds the loftiest status. However, to aver that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha wa anhunna is the only daughter of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is incorrect and contrary to the Quran Kareem. Beliefs regarding the awliya-i-kiram, that is the pious servants of Allah. Belief number one: when a Muslim worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he refrains from sin, he frees his heart from the love of the world, and follows the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes a friend and the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person is called a wali. At the hands of such a person, certain acts are at times manifested, which cannot be done by others. This is referred to as karamat. The second belief is, even though a wali may reach a very lofty status, a very high status, he will never equal the status of a Nabi or a Sahabi. The third belief is, no matter how beloved a wali may be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is compulsory for him to remain within the confines of the sharia. That is, he has to follow the Islamic code of law. As long as his senses remain intact and he is in a state of consciousness, he will never be absolved of duties such as salah, fasting, and forms of worship. No act of sin will ever be permitted from him. The fourth belief is, whenever a person acts contrary to the sharia, He can never be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If any astonishing action is enacted on his hands, then this is based on sihr, witchcraft, or some satanic influence. One should not have trust in such a person. The first belief is, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the awliya, come to know of certain secrets while asleep or in a state of wakefulness. This is referred to as kashf or ilham. If it is in accordance with the sharia, then it will be acceptable. And if it is contrary, that is not in accordance with the sharia, then it will be rejected. This is contrary to the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, because the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are wahi, revelation, in which there is no possibility of contamination from shaitan.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi allazina astafa. Alhamdulillah, last night the 14th para was recited in Taraweeh Salah. However, we continue where we left off here from the from Surah Ra'd in the 13th para. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains Surah Ra'd means like thunder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining His great Qudrat, and on the other hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing the link between the previous surahs and the surah is when you ask for Sirati Mustaqim and you stayed on the path of Quran. The path of Sirati Mustaqim is the path of Qurani Kareem, which will be shown to you by the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this it is extremely important you stay away from all the negative factors like associating partners with Allah Ta'ala, like the Jews worshipping the cow and their little brothers, the Hindus, you should stay away from that. The Christians worshipping the man of Allah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then your passion and your desires, that is, don't make woman your God and your object, and don't make your stomach, that is, entertainment, pleasures, all that. Don't make your cars and all the worldly things your objective, and your pleasures of life. This will take you away from Sirati Mustaqim. Once a person realizes this, then he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, and he strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately grants him barakat in this world, in this life. Then to remain on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to follow the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And the path of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam is that a person makes islah, he purifies his nafs, that is, he makes his spiritual purification. And as we learned in the last surah Yusuf, that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam also taught us that the initial stage of this nafs, the soul, is as God, it will pull you and command you to you towards evil all the time. But when a person sits in the company of the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious servants, the spiritual doctors, and you do your spiritual treatment, your nafs will come under control, and then you start realizing whatever mistakes you make, your nafs will come to a state of lawama, that you will regret, and you will taunt your nafs, and you'll make tawbah regularly, and then your nafs will come to a stage of mutmainna, that you'll be extremely happy with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your nafs reaches this stage, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you such iman that now you will spread in the world what lightning, with this iman that you will spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we see the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they sat in the company of the greatest wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest shaykh, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. So they had the greatest iman, and the spirituality came to the greatest height, and how they spread iman in the world like lightning, and how the world came with goodness because of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But just a person has to realize that you have to keep a check on your nafs all the time, and temptations will all the time come. But like we learned from Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, wastabaqal bab, that we should be like lions and run away from evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep us protected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that be like sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and spread iman in the world like lightning. But sadly today we have become extremely negligent with regard to this. And as Allah ta'ala will show in front, when a person becomes a little negligent with regard to his spiritual condition, then he will again drop down and he will fall into evil, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace him in this world already. What can be said of the after? So today the ummah is crying because of our condition. The important aspect is that we should take cognizance of the fact that we have to do our spiritual reformation. And for this, the spiritual doctors, Allah has kept them in the earth till the day of Qiyamah. So, and what is the object and purpose of our life is to recognize Allah. So all over we see every surah Allah Ta'ala introduces Himself. Here in Surah Ra'd again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces Himself so beautifully. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahu ladhi rafa'a as-samawati bighayri 'amadin tarawna, thumma istawa 'al 'arsh, Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala has raised the heaven without any pillars, without any chains holding it up? A human being wants to put up a small structure, he needs four poles to keep up this roof. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh has said so beautifully, Ye ardi sama kaise hai muallak, na koi sutu, na koi tam, wahre mere Rabbul Alam. Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala has put up the skies, that there's no chains holding it up, no pillars holding it up. Who is this? Only our great Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says all the system will run just for a little while till Allah Ta'ala decides that the world must carry on. And whatever is happening in the world, Allah Ta'ala is in total control and controlling the affairs of the world. You first the world. You first the ayat. Allah explains all these ayats in detail for you so that you have firm yaqeen that tomorrow you're going to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who spread out the earth for you. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who put firm mountains on the earth. Allah who put rivers for you. Allah Ta'ala who made beautiful plantations. And Allah Ta'ala gave you beautiful fruit, etc. All this for what? Inna fi zalika al-ayati liqawmi yatafakkarun. So that you fulfill your object and purpose of life, recognizing Allah. Just ponder over these things and you'll find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. How in the earth Allah Ta'ala has made different vegetations, different plantations. Wa fil ardi qita'un mutajawirat. Wa jannatun min anab. Beautiful gardens. All the different types of fruits Allah Ta'ala has made. The Allah Ta'ala has made the dates, the olives. All these things. Enjoy the ni'mat of Allah. But inna fi zalika al-ayati liqawmi yaqilun. These are for people of intelligence. And these are people who will recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and get closeness with Allah and realize Allah ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa. Allah Ta'ala knows what every mother is carrying in her womb. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows exactly what condition is that baby in and how long that child will live in this world. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْكَ خَوْفَ وَطَمَعَ. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that shows you how the lightning strikes and it brings fear into you. But even this lightning and all the creation of Allah, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. When the lightning strikes, the lightning is also making tasbih of Allah. And they are praising Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Malaika also and all this creation have the fear of Allah. So insan, you also create the fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in your heart by recognizing the greatness of Allah and obeying the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Further, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains how Allah Ta'ala send down rain and how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala cultivates the land for you. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, فَمَيْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ. Don't you know that whatever Allah Ta'ala is revealed and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala send down for you, it's absolutely true. Don't be like those people that are blind and they don't take heed. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. If you are intelligent, you will take a lesson and you will ponder over the greatness of Allah and you will realize أَلَّذِينَ يُفُونَ بِعَدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُذُونَ الْمِثَاقِ. The intelligent people are those people who fulfill their pledges, what they made with Allah. When we recited Kalima Tayyiba, we made a pledge with Allah. And whatever pledge you make with human beings also, fulfill those pledges also. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded you to keep your family ties, etc., you keep that firm for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And you are all the time fearful of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that I must not break the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And all the time you are worried. وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَ الْحِسَابِ. This is the sign of a pious servant. He is worried of a bad ending and a bad reckoning in front of Allah. And all the time he is worried and making dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaba yaseera. Allah, give me an easy reckoning. And for this Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاء. Who are these people? These people that make sabr. They bear patience by obeying Allah's command, staying away from evil. All just hoping for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They establish their salah. They give their zakah, whether and they spend in the path of Allah, whether it is still secretly or openly. وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And they remove their evils by doing good deeds. They realize we are insan, we are weak, we will falter, but by doing good deeds, Allah Ta'ala wipes out your evil deeds. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is so kind. Allah says, for such people we have prepared jannat, beautiful gardens, lofty high palaces there. And woman yadkhuluna fiha, they will be entered in that. Woman sala min abain wa azwajin. And those who made their islam, that is, they reformed themselves, They took care of the house people, their wives, their children, their offspring. So they made the Islah of the whole household. So Allah Ta'ala will gather them all together in Jannah tomorrow. And the Malaika Allahu Akbar will be opening the doors of Jannah for them. And will be telling them, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Fani'ma ubaddan. That peace be upon you. How much sabr you made in the world. Now here's a very, very good abode for you. Allah Ta'ala has prepared for you. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains, we have to do our work. Allah will just distribute this as Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us. And if you want peace and contentment on this earth, then الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا وَتَسْمَعِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Just lies only in the zikr of Allah. And what is the zikr of Allah? That you will be engaged in the obedience of Allah. Zikr starts on the tongue, but the greatness of Allah must penetrate the heart, that under all conditions you are worried. Wow, what am I doing? Is Allah happy with me or not? I must not be disobedient to Allah. Then you will get peace and contentment. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, for such people they are great tidings. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, don't you see the kitab of Allah? It has got so much power. وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنَ سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ. It will move mountains. It will tear the earth apart. It will make the dead talk. So you also, if you want strength on this earth and you want goodness, then make your connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further explains, those people who have taken heed and they in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has promised for them, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Jannah has been promised for those people who inculcate taqwa. Beautiful gardens and rivers are flowing there beneath. And what beautiful entertainment and enjoyment Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us there. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains how Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to remind people, but they did not take heed. And all this was for a temporary period and they left the world. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, don't worry. وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. Those who go against the command of Allah, all the time plotting against the believers. Allah Ta'ala is in full control of the plots of everybody. And Allah Ta'ala has got the best of plan for you. You just remain firm on the part of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how to do this? The next surah, Surah Ibrahim. Allah Ta'ala again teaches us that be like my great friend Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. All those who said they follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was that man who taught the people to eat the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't be like those people, yastahibun al-hayat al-dunya al-akhirah, that they love this world more than the year after. And not only that, they stop people from coming closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from the path of Allah. They seek deviation in the path of Allah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says those people will suffer disgrace in this world and worse in the year after. Allah Ta'ala further explains how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to his people. He reminded them of Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat and bounties, but they did not take heed. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. How Allah destroyed the previous nations also. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala explains that how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showed, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُلِهِمْ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَرُدُّنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا. That does. The believers, they told the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam that we will take you out from this land, etc. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that for Ouha ilayhim, we reveal to the messengers, don't worry of the useless threat. We will take out and we will destroy the evil doers. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's promise is there till today and forever. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keeps a person firm when a person remains firm on the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And don't follow the path of shaitan, because shaitan will give you all false promises. And Allah Ta'ala explains on the day of Qiyamah, there will be two great lecturers. One will be the lecture of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who will openly announce that I told my people to worship Allah and not worship me. Shaitan will also make his lecture. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ وَخَلَفْتُكُمْ وَخَلَفْتُكُمْ. That he will tell people there that Allah is also promised you and I also promised you. Don't you know the promise of Allah was true? Why did you follow me? My promise is totally false. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now blame yourself, don't blame me. So we should be all the time alert. And how to be firm on this? Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمْنُوا الصَّالِيَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. That those people who inculcate Iman in their hearts and they do good deeds, Allah Ta'ala has prepared beautiful gardens for them. And how to keep this Iman intact all the time? Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً. Don't you see how Allah Ta'ala has given you the example of a beautiful, very pure and firm word, that is kalima tayyiba. Make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily, la ilaha illallah. Empty your heart from everything else besides Allah. This will entrench your heart and it will be like a very firm, beautiful tree whose roots are very firm, like the palm tree where its roots are very firm and it grows very tall. وَفَرُوا فِي السَّمَاءِ. You see the branches high in the sky. That is, your iman will become strong. You will do good deeds. This is the kalima that will strengthen your iman all the time. And don't go to the kalima of kufr. That was a khabeesatin. It is a filthy and dirty word that will disgrace you in this world. And don't change the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, we have granted you favors and we have granted you protection in this world. Even the malaika are taking care of you. But if you change your own condition and go on the path of the kufr, or the lifestyle of kufr, like Allah ta'ala said, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't get inclined even with the slightest inclination of your heart towards the lifestyle of the kuffar. Otherwise Allah will change your conditions and take away your ni'mat. And we see the condition of the ummah today. We have to check ourselves how much we have went away from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry. If you are firm and you establish your salah, Allah ta'ala will take care of us. Then Allah ta'ala further explained Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. He was the friend of Allah. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to Makkah al-Mukarramah to build and establish the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he made dua. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنَا. Says, oh Allah, this barren land which is so scary and frightening, make it a peaceful land and make people and clear it from all idol worship, etc. And oh Allah, you're sending me to such a place in يَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَةِ بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي ذَرْعٍ. There's no sign of vegetation, no sign of life, but oh Allah, it is your command. So I will go and establish what you want there. That is, I establish salah. The deen of Allah will be established. Oh Allah, together with that, فَجَلْ أَفِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. That oh Allah, make people's heart inclined towards the sati and let them come here for your ibadat. Look at the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Today we see the world is flocking towards Kaaba Sharif to gain to gain hidayat, the blessings of Allah. And we learn from the men of Allah that we should be all the time doing good but begging Allah Ta'ala all the time. And how to make dua? Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he said, that Allah send the whole world there, what should be the condition? Today we say the crowds are so big, just with a few people going. So we should realize and learn how to make dua from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he made dua for barakat and for himself, for his children also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that all the time, Rabbi jalni muqim as-salati wa min zurriyati, that make an effort to do good, but together with us, make dua all the time. And in dua, don't be like shaitan, forget yourself, and you're making dua only for others. Make dua for yourself, for your family, for your progeny, and the whole ummah. And realize, Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. It is only Allah Ta'ala that will accept our duas. And beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for ourselves, for our parents, and the whole ummah, particularly on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala then further says, and we must realize that whatever we see good taking place in the world, there is, look at the history behind it. The dua of the pious servants of Allah. Kaaba Sharif is buzzing today. This is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We have got our Mubarak tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest personality who came. This was the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We see Darul Dioban, how it was flourishing. This was the dua of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi alayhi. So this is what is tasawwuf. Our elders teach us, always look at your past and think of our elders, what efforts they did, and don't forget their efforts, and follow their trend. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the system in the world. The kuffar, they will just believe and they will try to cause harm and oppression to you. But remember, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهُ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think that Allah is unmindful of what the oppressors are doing. Allah ta'ala ke yahaan there hai and there nahi. By Allah Ta'ala, there might be little delay, respite. in taking towards the oppressors, but Allah is not, there's no darkness by Allah. Allah is fully aware. Allah, it's just men that we are hasty and we just want Allah Ta'ala to wipe them out. Allah Ta'ala gives respite. Allah is Haleem, very tolerant. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَإِنَّ اللَّهِ مَكْرَهُمْ, that let them plan whatever they want to plan. Allah is the best of planners, and Allah will destroy all their plans. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهُ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا, never ever let this thought come in your mind that Allah's promise is going against us. Allah's promise is 100% true all the time with the believers. You just remain firm. Allah Ta'ala is very powerful, and Allah Ta'ala, when Allah takes revenge, these people won't know what hit them. So Allah Ta'ala says that the day you will see when the disbelievers are taken to task on the day of Qiyamah, and they will be in a shame. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, all this is liyadiyallahu kulla nafsin bima kasabat, each soul will be given his reward according to what he earned. And Allah Ta'ala is very swift in taking reckoning. Hada balal, this is the message of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Take heed to it. This is to reward, to warn you. And remember, waliyalamu, inculcate tawheed in your heart, annama huwa ilahu wahid, Allah is one. And take a lesson if you are people of intelligence. Then Allah Ta'ala further mentions the next surah, surah to Hijr. Don't be like this people again, that they went against the command. That means if you're not taking care of your nafs all the time, shaitan will mislead you. Your nafs will become the friend of shaitan, and then you will go astray. You will lose your respect in this world already. You will be heading for disaster. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says how to take your control of your nafs. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. We have revealed this reminder for you, the Qur'an Kareem, that he is remained firm on the Qur'an Kareem. Recite Qur'an Kareem daily. Make niyat of hidayat. Make niyat of taqwa, etc. And see how Allah has protected the Qur'an Kareem. Allah has put it in the hearts of the Hufar. And in that, by Allah Ta'ala putting in their hearts, Allah has given them honor also and protection also. And the words of Qur'an, the explanation of Qur'an also, this has been protected by Allah, by the learned ulama-i-kiram. So we should learn Qur'an Kareem from the learned scholars, not like today on the internet, etc. You will go astray. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains this Qudrat again. وَلَقَدْ جَلْنَا بِالسَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا. Look at the constellation, look at the heavenly bodies, etc. Recognize Allah, see how beautifully Allah Ta'ala made the skies, how Allah spread the earth for you, etc. All this is to recognize Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, look at yourself. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ. That insan, we created you from soil and water, from mud. See what inferior substance we created you, but we made you masjood malaika. We gave you honor with the knowledge of deen. So keep firm on the knowledge of deen. Today, sadly, we're not paying interest in this line. And even our children, etc., we are getting overtaken with secular education. Allah Ta'ala says this will drop your honor and status. And we see this condition. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains that Iblis and the malaika were told that may honor Ibrahim, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. All the malaika accepted the command of Allah. But Iblis wants to use his intelligence. And just shows when a person doesn't stick to knowledge of deen, then he'll want to use his brain. And all the time he wants logical proof. What is the proof of this? What is the proof of that? So much so that even if a person learns knowledge of deen just to get some honor in this world, he'll also be too worried of proof, and you'll become like Iblis, where all the proofs of the world come to an end. All intelligence come to an end. That's where Allah Ta'ala's decree starts and wahi starts. So wholeheartedly, we shouldn't make our brains our God, make Shariat our God. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala explains that those people who make their brains their God, like Iblis, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُوْعِدُوا مَجْمَعِينَ, Allah has promised Jahannam for them, a very terrible abode. And those people who made Sharia their aim of life and their guidance, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَأُيُونَ, they are the pious servants, beautiful gardens for them in there. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala further explains that inform my servants, نَبِّي إِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, that inform my servants, I'm all the time merciful, want to forgive you all the time. You turn to me, but if you are obstinate and you proud and arrogant, وَأَنَّ أَذَابِي وَالْعَذَابُ الْعَلِيمُ, my punishment is so severe also. Take a lesson. Don't be like the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and committed the worst evil on the face of the earth. sodomy, homosexuality, lesbianism. So much so that Allah sent the malaika in the form of young boys to go and punish that city. But instead of realizing that the punishment of Allah is coming, they got inclined to this malaika. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam also felt shy, and he told them, "How ulai banati?" Yes, my daughters. Rather get married to them. What are you going after these young boys? From this we learn the great ni'mah that Allah told us, control your eyes. Not only from women, but even young lads, etc. And today we see in the ummah also, there are those people who say, "We have gone gay. I'll marry this boy, etc." Allah Ta'ala shows that this is such a terrible action. La'amruk, Allah takes a qasam in the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How Al Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was concerned for the hidayat of this ummah. When a person goes astray, he makes his passion and his desires his God. He gets involved in the worst actions. And Allah Ta'ala says, "Wajalna aliyah safila wamdarna alayhi mijarata min sijil." When you do an upside down action, Allah will lift you up and throw you upside down. And throw Allah through the whole nation upside down. Allah says, all these are signs for you to take a lesson. And don't be like the people of Hijr that denied the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the work of the kuffar is that they don't want to accept, and they will just pass remarks, cause harm to you. Even they will make up all cartoons. You don't worry. Fasda bima tu'mar warid anil musikeen. You remain firm and just turn a blind eye to them. We know you are human being, it caused you hurt. But inna kafainaka al mustahzi'een. We will suffice. We will see to them. Your work is walakaw fasabbih bihamdi rabbik wa kum min as-sajideen. You engage in tasbih, in the praises of Allah, and you remain in sajda, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which teaches us that we should become firm on the deen of Allah, on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. You have to remain firm in the obedience of Allah and in the servitude of Allah until firm yaqeen, that is malakul maut, comes to us and we go with firm iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عن أبي رزين رضي الله عنه أنه قال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أدلك على ملاك الأمر الذي تصيب به خير الدنيا والآخرة؟ عليك بمجالس أهل الذكر، وإذا خلوت فحرك لسانك ما استطعت بذكر الله، وأحب في الله وأبغض في الله. حضرت ابو رضین رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا: کیا تم کو دین کی بنیادی چیز نہ بتاؤ جس سے تم دنیا و آخرت کی بلائی حاصل کر لو اللہ جل جلالہ کا ذکر کرنے والوں کی مجلسوں میں بیٹا کرو، اور تنہائی میں بھی جتنا ہو سکے اللہ جل جلالہ کے ذکر میں اپنی زبان کو حرکت میں رکھو، محبت کرو اللہ کے واسطے اور بغض رکھو اللہ کے لیے. ابو رضین رضی اللہ عنہ نے روایت نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, that نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to him, should I not show you the leader of all actions through which you may attain the goodness of both the worlds? Be regular in attending the gatherings of dhikr, and when you alone, keep your tongue engaged in the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu as much as possible. Love for the sake of Allah and hate for the sake of Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني، دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل یوں تو جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر جے کونج در. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا
الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مطايا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله